Well, Senator Rubio suspending his presidential race. Another senator here, Mark Kirk, is running for re-election. He won his primary tonight. He's looking ahead to the general election showdown with the Democrats. Republican Senator Mark Kirk, congratulations on tonight's win.
Thank you, guys. Big win here for us.
So let's talk about, right away, obviously you didn't have much of a challenge here. You're the, you're running for re-election. Talk about what this, now tonight you turn your attention to November. Talk about, what you're going to do and what you're going to do to win re-election in the state of Illinois.
We're going to focus on beating Tammy Duckworth, and the emphasis of the campaign will be national security issues, like her proposal to bring in 200,000 unvetted Syrian refugees, even after the FBI says they can't be adequately screened. And we think that if for the safety of Illinois and the safety of our country, we're going to differ on the Iran agreement. And Duckworth also supports the Iran agreement of giving tens of billions of dollars to the Iranians, which I think makes us much less safe right now.
Senator Kirk, Dave Lundy, I'm wondering how you think the Trump effect is going to play out for your race here in Illinois if it's Trump versus Clinton, because the results we've had so far tonight are that Trump is cleaning up all over the country outside of Ohio.
I have detached myself from the Republican presidential contest because I would have gone crazy. I have just been focusing on the needs of Illinois, making sure that that is my only focus these days.
Mark, Paul Green, how you doing? Congratulations.
Paul, I saw you on Rich Miller's blog the other day.
Easy.
I wanted to add some captions.
Join the club. My quick question to you, we want to have you at the City Club and all that, but my question to you is, you're going to probably be the number one Democratic target in the country. Are you going to be able to raise the kind of money that she's going to raise so you can go even Steven with her?
So far, I've raised $8.6 million from 10,000 people all since my stroke, which really slowed things down for me.
Senator Matt Murphy, good congratulations on tonight's win. So what do you see as the biggest contrast between you and Tammy Duckworth, and why will that connect with voters in Illinois in the fall?
The biggest contrast will be on national security issues, like her proposal to bring in 200,000 Syrian refugees, even when the FBI says they cannot be vetted. And we will differ on the Iran agreement, which I've been leading the effort in the Senate against. I think it's strongly unwise for us to give tens of billions of dollars to the Iranians.
Okay, one last question, Senator Kirk. As Dave mentioned about Donald Trump, if he does get the nomination and he does move forward, does it affect how you get sort of the casual swing vote if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president?
On the eventual outcome of the presidential election, I will quote my friend Lindsey Graham, who says, talk to me in July about comments about who is president. And I won't comment so much on who is the next president.
All right, Senator Mark Kirk, he won renomination tonight, and he will be going up against Tammy Duckworth in November. Senator Kirk, thanks so much for taking some time out.
Thank you.